Straight Talk about vision loss with Mark Riccofono.
Welcome back to Straight Talk. It's been a little while, but we've been very busy with some important matters here at the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. The principal matter being the launch of the Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar from the U.S. Mint that was released on March 26th. I have one here. This is the reverse side of the coin, where it actually has real readable Braille across the top. This coin represents the change in the literacy prospects for the blind in America. We are reversing the Braille literacy crisis, and we released a report from the Jernigan Institute on March 26th about the Braille literacy crisis and some of the things that we intend to do from the Institute and through the National Federation of the Blind to reverse Braille illiteracy in America. Very exciting stuff. Please come join us. Visit Braille.org. Be a part of the Braille literacy movement. Today we're actually not talking about Braille, but very closely related to Braille. In many cases, we can utilize technology to gain access to information and access to knowledge. Information is knowledge, and Braille gives us access to knowledge and information. Sometimes we need to take printed information and get it into a form that we can listen to it or put it into Braille. And one of the tools that we've talked about a number of times on Straight Talk is the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader and the Reader Mobile. Talked about it a couple of times on this program, and as that technology has evolved, well, no surprise, here we are in 2009 and the technology has evolved again. And we have with us today Mike Hinkson, and Mike is leading our national distribution through the National Federation of the Blind of the Reader Mobile software technology, and he's here to talk about the newest developments in that product. So let's go meet Mike Hinkson. Michael, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thanks, good to be here, Mark.
Well, I didn't mention in the intro, but Mike, you're also one of our Braille literacy ambassadors, so thank you very much for that. And with that introduction, maybe you can just tell us a little bit about who is Mike Hinkson before we get into our topic today.
I've been involved with the National Federation of the Blind since 1973 in New York at a convention. But as a blind person, I grew up and attended regular public schools because we didn't have anything else where I lived in California, although we did have a resource teacher eventually. I've been involved with the Kurzweil product line ever since I graduated from college, when the National Federation of the Blind started a program to test and evaluate the original machine, and I was involved and coordinated the day-to-day efforts of that project. Since then, I've been involved in computer sales and selling a variety of different products. And kind of the culmination of all of that was in 2001, my office was an office for Quantum Corporation on the 78th floor of Tower 1 of the World Trade Center, where we were when the building was struck with an airplane. And then we escaped. So we've been pretty visible since then as public representatives of the human-animal bond, talking about blindness, talking about change, and talking about what blind people can do and how we're as capable as others of doing our jobs, and all we really need is a chance. And which that, of course, brings us to the reader, which really helps a great deal to do that. Late last year, the National Federation of the Blind launched a new program to sell the readers. We are the only national distributor of this product in this country, and I direct that effort. So we're here with the new KNFB Reader Mobile, and are selling it. There are actually two versions of the reader. There is the N82, which I'll use today just because my batteries are a little bit more charged in it. And then this is the Nokia 6220 Classic, which reads just as well and actually has a little bit louder speaker. Both readers read books as well as the other. The 6220 Classic phone version is a little bit less expensive, and that is the one that we're selling as part of the effort of the National Federation of the Blind.
Excellent. Now, before we jump into the Reader Mobile, maybe you can give us some perspective. I mean, the original reading machine, what kind of effort did that take to take it from place to place around the country?
The original reading machine was about as large as this table and about 1.5 times as high, and you didn't take it around the country. I remember the first time that we took one to Iowa, Ray Kurzweil and I and some other folks and an engineer to keep the machine up and running all traveled on a plane. We bought a separate seat just for the reader because we didn't dare put it in luggage or let anyone else handle it. Try to do that in today's aircraft environment after 9/11. The machine weighed about 400 pounds and it took a big heavy-duty rolling cart just to move it around a room. Mm-hmm. Taking it around the country? No.
And now the K&FB Reader Mobile fits in your pocket.
It fits in your pocket, as I just put the 6220 back in mine. It fits in your pocket and it reads better, it reads faster, it has more voices. And as we'll talk about, it will even translate into different languages.
Excellent. Well, we've had Jim Gashel on a couple different times to talk about the reader and various developments with it. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the most current developments in the software product.
The most current developments are that they made it look a little bit more like a Symbian operating system program. That is to say, it's very menu-driven, which is great for the user, because now you don't have to remember commands. You can push one key, the menu key, and then it will take you through whatever options are available to you wherever you are in the system. We even have the entire manual on the reading machine. Mm-hmm. I think the recognition is a little bit better. You can save or not save files. You can save the files. Speaking of Braille, if I find something in the library because I'm there as a student and I want to read something and it's only available in print, I can scan it with the reading machine, save it as a text file, and then take it back to my computer and then dump it to a Braille printer or put it on my Braille note or whatever. So this really is a good input for Braille. So in no way is this a threat to Braille or a way to say Braille doesn't need to exist anymore. Mm-hmm. This is going to read things that I'm typically not going to put in Braille. Throwaway mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah.
But it will also read very serious stuff. I can read books with it. I can read just a variety of things. I know of someone recently who read a PowerPoint presentation on a screen in the front of a classroom. They were sitting in the front row and they pointed the camera at the screen and read the PowerPoint presentation. Believe it.
Wow.
I mean, and that's amazing.
Wow.
People read road signs with it. I read a lot of mail with it. People read LCD screens with it. You couldn't do that with the original reading
machine.
That's right.
Yeah. Very nice. So maybe let's, before we talk some more about new features and enhancements, maybe we should do a little demo.
We have a little book here. This is, I'm in the middle of this little booklet. We just pulled it off the shelf. And all I'm going to do is read this page. It's written in columns. And it told me that it took the picture.
Camera is 1 degree counterclockwise relative to the page.
It's getting quieter.
Text cut off on bottom and left.
Patrons on tours. From their desks and workbenches, students began to travel through the city, all gripping one long rope as a guide. To attend Mass on Sunday at St. Nicholas du Chardonnay Church, and to go on the Thursday afternoon excursion to a local botanical park. Another pioneer reform was to stage a public celebration of the school's history, at which the guest of honor would be founder Valentin Hoy.
So that was just part of a book that, as I said, was in the library. Mm-hmm. Some of the new features that we have are better ways to navigate the text. I'm in what's called the reading mode now. The system automatically went from the image capture or reading mode to now the or scanning mode to the reading mode. And I can use the buttons on the front of the phone to navigate the document. So I can go to the top of the document.
Mm-hmm. Beginning of text.
I could go to the end of the document.
End of text.
I can go up a screen or down a screen, so I have a lot
of
flexibility of what I can do with the reader. I can even enlarge the type font for people who have low vision if they want to follow along and try to read it on the screen. The system actually highlights whatever word is being spoken. So there is a lot of flexibility in being able to use this to read both for people who don't see at all and for people who may want to try to use their vision to read with the system.
And of course, there's a number of things that carry over, including the recognition of currency.
The currency is recognized and recognized very well. And there's some new features that have been added as well as to being able to do currency. And one of the most exciting is if I have a document that's written in a foreign language. For example, I received a book just the other day in Dutch. It's a book that was written by someone who came and interviewed me about my guide dog, Roselle, and I being in the World Trade Center. She was writing a book about animals and war. She wrote this book. She sent me a copy of it. And of course, she's in the Netherlands, and so it was all in Dutch. But KNFB Reading Technologies has put into the reader the ability to translate various languages, one of which is Dutch. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to read the book because I can scan it and then let the machine translate it into English. Now, languages are sold separately. It's a separate price to get a language pack of three languages, but it's available so that if you're traveling to a foreign country, like to Mexico or to Canada or to a lot of countries in Europe, you can take this and read documents just as you would if you were home.
And that translation is done via the internet.
It is done via the internet, so you need a data plan or a way to access the internet. But yes, if you have that and you have the language packs, you're in great shape to just go and read to your heart's content.
Excellent. So maybe we should talk about how people can get their hands on these and what the price point looks like, because it looks much different than the original KNFB reader did 3 years ago.
It's come down in price a whole lot from the original KNFB reader, what we call classic, of $3,500. The KNFB reader mobile today is $1,345. You can also buy a screen reader for the rest of the phone, and we typically package it together. So with the screen reader, it's $1,640. So consider the price $1,644, a complete system with Talks or mobile speak screen reader packages as part of the system.
Excellent.
And if people want to buy it, they can go to the NFB website, and on the products page there is a link to a web page that we've set up, or and let me give you another web page, which is the one that we link to. This page will have all the information anybody wants, including audio tutorials, an audio demo. The NFB has a technology loan fund where you can get a 3% interest loan. That's available to anyone. All of that information can be found by going to http://knfbreader.michaelhingson.com. Again, http://knfbreader.michaelhingson.com. People can also call me at 888-965-9191. 888-965-9191. We'll be glad to talk with them, answer any questions, and then provide them with the reader in whatever way they need to get it.
Excellent. Well, this technology certainly has come a long way and is doing wonderful things. I first had my hands on the beta unit of the KNFB Reader Classic, what's now the Classic, 3 years ago, when I went on a cruise for the first time, and I there was a lot of stuff I could not read. And we just got back from a cruise a couple weeks ago, and with the Reader Mobile, I could pretty much read anything that I wanted to wherever I was. So it's truly wonderful technology, and I'm sure now that you've given the information, mostly people have stopped listening, and they've picked up their phones or switched to a new web page to buy one. So
We hope so. I take it everywhere I go. I read shampoo bottles in hotels.
Yes.
I read menus in restaurants. I read bills. When I get a bill from the people in the restaurant, I can read it. It is such a versatile device. I believe that it is fair to say now every blind person should have one of these to augment their reading experience.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being with us.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Everybody that comes on Straight Talk gets one of our Braille related thank you mugs.
Oh my goodness.
There you go.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for being with us.
It's and, my pleasure.
Look forward to seeing many more readers out on the street reading.
Well, I hope so. We certainly would like that. This is a program of the National Federation of the Blind, and we really want to support the NFB effort and support the reader. The NFB made the reader happen.
Mm-hmm.
The NFB has been part of the Ray Kurzweil consortium in a sense. We have been a team. We've been part of the team. We have been the part of the team that has brought this to blind people and created the real interfaces and the real methodology by which the reader reads by what we did in the 1970s. We've continued that, and we're going to continue that. So I hope that people will support it. I hope that people will pick up their phones and buy the readers, and we'll be glad to help them with any questions they have, including all the support they need afterward.
Great. Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And that's all for this episode of Straight Talk on the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader Mobile.
www.nfb.org, 410-659-9314.